Today I have two Bible passages that I would like to read. The first one is Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. It was in the early 90s that I found myself in a real pickle. I had been regularly teaching in the children's ministry at Bible Fellowship, and I clearly saw a need for someone to take over the responsibility of the volunteer teachers and nursery workers in our children's ministry. However, I did not want that person to be me. I was working full-time, had two children still at home, and I had actually been wrestling with God for quite some time. It just did not make sense to me. I was way too busy. There was no way I could add something this big to my already full plate. And then it happened. One morning, during my devotions, God presented these two verses from two different devotional sources. I remember sitting in my chair, stunned. For a long time, I could not wrap my head around what had just occurred. I knew it was God telling me to trust Him, but prior to this, I had no idea that God worked in this manner. The God of the universe planned my devotions on this particular morning to bring me the same biblical concept from two different sources with two different Bible verses, simply to get me moving. It was initially inconceivable to me. It was incredible. I recall being filled with joy and fear at the same time, because now I knew there was clearly no way I could not step up and assume the responsibility of the children's ministry at Bible Fellowship. My joy at hearing from God in this manner did exceed my fear, and I recall volunteering immediately after this experience, and I was accepted instantly. I cannot say that it was always easy, and I cannot say I always had a good attitude, but I never regretted the decision, and I knew without a doubt that God had called me, and I knew that He was giving me the abilities I needed to balance it all. Over the years since this experience, God has often repeated what to me is a miracle. My lesson for the children, for example, is on prayer, and my devotions that morning are also on prayer, many times using the very same Bible verse. It builds my faith and leaves me awestruck every time. My application is that we need to be in His Word faithfully, not just on Sunday. We need to give God the opportunity to bring His Word to us on a daily basis, to show up and leave us awestruck. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for loving us so personally and intimately. I thank You for clearly confirming the direction You have had us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.